We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by the new mayor of the city of Sonora, Mark Plummer. He was elected by the council about a week ago to serve as mayor over the next 2 years. During the first segment, we talked a lot about his background and kind of getting to this point, and now we're going to talk a little bit about the issues. So, Mayor Plummer, I'll pose the first question here in regards to just what would you kind of say is your goals and priorities for these next 2 years?
Well, broadly speaking, I would most like to be able to improve the quality of life in Sonora. Getting down to the brass tacks of what that involves is where the fun starts. The first thing that's probably going to be on the order of business is, I think next meeting we're going to be discussing a sales tax, because we are in a state of budget urgency, like many public entities in the state. And so we're going to be discussing a new sales tax. That's terribly important. I think it's terribly important for the public to weigh in, think about it, and let their council people know what they think about it. But
so it's been kind of challenging budget times this past
It's been challenging for years, but we're at the point where we have, what I think is it, 8 fewer people than we did 12 years ago on the staff. And for our police force, our fire, and public works, that puts more and more onus on fewer people. And at some point, it's just going to break down. So I am philosophically more small government and reluctant to tax, but we're going to look at this seriously and talk about it and bring it forward to a vote, because it's terribly important right now. If we don't deal with growth and improving our fiscal outlook, at some point we won't be able to continue as an incorporated city. And I really want to leave Sonora in a better place. So I want to see it tied to possible annexation. Nothing will be tied exactly. I don't want my friends on the Board of Supervisors to panic here, because they have a very intimate say in anything that happens with annexation. But the city is going to have to start growing and developing more, instead of just getting hemmed in tighter and tighter with no new revenue possibilities. And that is one of the issues that's making it very difficult for the city financially. Different financial structures that were put into place 25, 30 years ago and probably made perfect sense back then are now making it almost impossible for the city to go forward. So fortunately, we have probably the best relations with the Board of Supervisors, and very good supervisors at that, that we have had in as long as I've been paying attention. So I'm looking forward to working with our supervisors on that. And we have a very able city administrator. The new administrator now is Melissa Eads. And she is very good at working with other people and developing relationships. So I'm looking forward to different ideas that we're working on, and hoping to see annexation and a lot more economic development proposed going out forward.
Yeah, those are some very interesting and big topics. And what are some of the other things that are on your mind and things that you are looking at this next couple of years?
Well, so one of the other things that I think will do more than anything else to improve quality of life in the historic downtown corridor would be a north-south bypass which would help to get some of the heavy trucks, the log trucks, the cement trucks and rock trucks off the road, and people who don't want to come through Sonora, they just want to go through it because they're going someplace else. So the first thought on that, and I still believe it's really important for fire safety, would be the Greenlee Road extension. It has been talked about for at least 25, maybe closer to 35 years. And I think it's a really good project. Economically, it might not help Sonora as much as I had previously thought, but it's still valuable just because it would provide another way out of town in the event of a fire. And speaking of fires, we had one that I've heard of in a roundabout way. I was up cutting logs today, but on the way down, Melissa Eads had phoned me, so I phoned her while waiting with Caltrans, and was once again unpleasantly surprised that we'd had a fire on Stockton Street, and we're trying to make the place safer for fire, both our fire department in their inspections, and then one of the areas where I say, as mayor, I have a little bit more of a megaphone. I would like to see more, it's more countywide, but global effort to provide the financing for some of our young loggers who are very able, hardworking, but might not be able to come up with the couple of million dollars it takes to make a financially successful firm, and then be doing thinning projects. We need to be doing thinning projects. I mean, it's not directly affecting Sonora as the city, but reducing fire risk overall will help everyone. And part of that then is also having markets for those small stem pieces of wood. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of interested in this, of course, because I've been in the industry my whole life. But back to Sonora.
Let me ask you quick about that Greenlee Road connector. I've been covering news for about 16 years, and when I first started, that was a big issue. And it's just kind of I've kind of heard over the years that it really needs somebody who's a politician who's going to take that issue on. So you're looking as mayor to kind of make that one of your top priorities.
So it is. I have been talking with Darren Grossi at the Tuolumne County Transportation Council for as long as I've been on the council. And the city has already budgeted a considerable sum of money. And I believe the county and TCTC also has similar amounts, because we're going to do a study and look at both the feasibility, how much traffic it would actually remove from downtown, and what alternate paths could be or should be looking forward for future development. So up until, it's one of the big things I would like to see done. Mm-hmm. And we have had surprisingly unanimous interest in doing it, in making it happen in the last council, even though some of the council members have homes up towards that direction. And I think it's a terribly important project. How much we need to make sure what it will actually do for downtown Sonora traffic and quality of life. There might be some better alternatives that we're looking into right now, and that's one of the things that the study that TCTC is going to have done will tell us. So
we need to take one more break. We're talking with the City of Sonora Mayor Mark Plummer on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.